Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive with Em and Warren.
Susie Rong, welcome back.
Hasn't it been an emotional time on our little Tuesday segment?
It has. It has.
The last 3 weeks we've been crying, and this week we're crying again, aren't we?
Yeah. Is that a deliberate strategy, Susan?
No. But, you know, I do put a lot of effort into finding the right stuff for us to talk about. And fortunately, this one, I think this week was a really good one as well.
And we are talking about First Day, which is streaming on ABC iView. Do you want to give us an overview, Susie?
Well, it's the first time that we're talking about a children's program, but I can assure you that First Day is not some naive fairy tale designed to shield our kids from the truth. The show's first season premiered 2 years ago on ABC Me, when protagonist Hannah took her first steps into high school as a 12-year-old transgender girl. After a hiatus last year, First Day now returns for season two on ABC iView, with Hannah slightly but also meaningfully older, navigating year nine as a teenager, facing bullying and ostracism in a world that is still adjusting to accommodate people like her. The show is about acceptance. It is about how queer people learn to accept ourselves and how we find friends who make us feel a sense of belonging. I was honestly so surprised to discover that First Day doesn't gloss over the hardship that our children experience. Hannah's story is told with great sensitivity, but the issues are never handled overly delicately. It packs a real emotional punch. In each 20-something minute episode, viewers are certain to encounter difficult situations, and I'm glad that as adults we are reminded of the torment that so many of our young have to suffer simply for being LGBTQIA. First Day is a groundbreaking series. It's nothing any of us has seen before, and I can't overstate how important it is that a show like this exists for all the children who need it, not just in Australia, but anywhere on the planet. For those of us who have left childhood behind a long time ago, it is wonderful to see how much things have changed. Em and Warren, it never occurred to me that high schools have pride meetings these days. Isn't that extraordinary?
Oh, I think it was fantastic.
Absolutely. So fantastic. I think that, like what you said, Susie, it's an exceptionally important story. And I think stories of LGBTQIA plus youth and coming of age is so important. And I want it to be normalized. Like, it's so great that this exists, but like, I want to see more of it. And I was thinking the whole time that I was watching the show, you know, it's a PG show, so you could almost envision kids coming home from school. I remember, you know, putting my backpack on the ground and sitting down in front of the TV and waiting for my next installment of a show. And I would so love for shows like this to be that normalized, that that's what everyone's doing in the afternoon.
And I was thinking the same thing, Em, when I was watching. I was thinking, wow, wouldn't it be great? I mean, I don't know how popular it was, whether it rated high, but I was thinking, wow, this show would be really good for school kids to watch.
It's absolutely.
Sort of, whilst being entertaining and really interesting to watch, it was also educational, and I'm sure that it would be pivotal in terms of making some change in our schools.
It really is pivotal. I think it's like monumental. Like, I was thinking back to, you know, what it was like for me as a child if I had a show like that to explain myself to me. Like, I didn't know I was trans simply because I didn't know it was even possible to be, you know, to be a girl, to be a woman, because of the, you know, the way that I was born. You know, and you know, this show gives you all the language and all the knowledge. It is so incredibly wonderful. And for them to have these kids have these discussions about what gender is and what sexuality might be is so incredibly healthy. You know, I think it's so helpful for everyone.
And the other thing that I thought about it, Em and Susie, is it, you know, it really grasped a lot of the issues, didn't it, in the school in terms of bullying and what goes on. And whoever wrote the storyline did a really, really good job. And we watched Hannah go from being this girl who was really frightened to reveal who she really is for fear of being rejected, to being someone who is a, you know, a leader of change within her school. And, you know, whilst it was very emotional to go through that journey, as you said, Susie, at the very end, it was also warming to see her grow.
Yeah, and there was also a second character who was coming out as well. But, you know, they were a lot more fearful than Hannah. And it was really good to see that, you know, it's not always so easy, that not all of us have that kind of courage. Because, I mean, because she's the center of the show, it's understandable that she has to be strong for the story to work, for us to understand what's going on, for her to be able to be so articulate about her experience. But it was so great that they had, you know, Josh, who we saw 2 years ago as Sarah, you know, make that huge transition, and but being really fearful. That was so, I thought, so genuine, and it sort of made the whole, explained the whole experience so much more, with so much more intricacy and sensitivity. I thought it's so wonderful.
I also thought that it was interesting with Josh's storyline, because there were sort of things that, because obviously it wasn't necessarily wholly Josh's story, and Josh's story was happening alongside Hannah's, but I thought it was really interesting that they made choices that kind of like sort of showed, not told. I thought that that happened a lot during the show. Like, for example, Josh initially talks about his parents and how, you know, scary it would be to talk to them and how scary it had been. And then in the next season, you see that Josh is with his grandma. And it's like, okay, that's something that's happened, and we don't have to see the scenes that made that happen. We just know that that happened. And I thought that was really
so
powerful.
Great. Like, we didn't have to see the actor go through
exactly
that sort of trauma again, you know, so that was really well handled. A lot of the writing is so sensitive and so intelligent, and, you know, and the kids who performed it, like, they I felt like they fully embraced it, they fully understood what they were doing.
We're chatting to Susie Rong about First Day, which is streaming on ABC iView at the moment. The other thing I noted, though, is Hannah, like, how wonderful are Hannah's parents being so supportive and embracing of her? And I just, you know, I wonder what Hannah's story would have been like if her parents weren't like that.
Yeah, you know, and I guess we see that with Josh, because Josh didn't have a supportive parent. But it was good to see that that sort of role modeling of Hannah's parents, and show that, you know, if there is going to be any drama, it's not your drama, it's your child's drama. And you know, they were really supportive in that way, and really sort of logical about things. So I guess it's good for grown-ups to see, oh, this is how we should go on with life, you know, as well as the really excellent teacher that she has. You know, back in our day, all we knew for parents, if anything like that happened, you know, if your child came out as any kind of queer, you know, all you were able to do was to freak out and, you know, do the best you can to change them. So it was good to see these examples of how it looks like, what it looks like to be supportive.
What I really loved as well in a similar sort of path about this show is that there were moments of trauma and there were traumatic things happening, and you as an audience go, okay, I've just seen this, and you know, it's important that we see this because this is actually what it would be like in this story, you know. But it was most definitely, you know, even when something horrible was written on a bathroom stall, we never got to see what that was because that would actually be, you know, for kids watching the show, that would be a lot, and that would be, you know, potentially triggering, traumatizing, whatnot. But we just know, again, or we just know the feeling of that, and then it, you know, it passes. But overall, this show is a celebration of really sitting in who you are and celebrating who you are. And I think that's why this show is so wonderful, because even though we're going through all of these, you know, traumatic moments and growing and learning with these characters, we get to celebrate who they are.
Yep. And at the same time, Em, also there's a, you know, there's a realism, isn't there, as well? Because I'm just thinking about whenever, you know, I found it quite emotional at times, and I'd be quite teary with what Hannah was going through. And then you'd get excited, like, you know, when she was about to be asked out by someone, you get excited. And then, of course, straight away, again, you can see the joy of Hannah being herself was taken away by bullies. And I found that really sad and also realistic. Well, wow, how can she, you know, the amount of effort, it struck me, the amount of effort that she's putting into managing her life and her appearance, and not necessarily just enjoying herself.
Imagine
what a cost.
Imagine trying to go through that without any examples to look at. You know, we see bits of her looking at some what looks like TikTok characters on her iPad, and that was how she sort of learned about her identity. And then now, you know, we have it on quite a mainstream platform on iView for other queer children to watch. It is just so beneficial. I got teary, you know, I think I got teary most when I saw how her girlfriends were really supportive.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Friendship circle was so wonderful.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, that the sort of really comfortable, easy love that they had for her, you know, which is not something that we see because we, you know, I don't know if it's just my imagination, but we think that these kids are just so horrible to each other that, you know, that's an opportunity comes up for someone to get bullied and they just sort of jump on that bandwagon. But it was so good to see how that her little friendship circle was so strong and so mature.
Absolutely. I also really loved that this is an Australian series and there was some, you know, signs, some pride signs and equality signs up in the classroom when they had their pride meetings. And you could see that they were from Minors 18, which is a legitimate place where young LGBTQIA plus people can go for support. Mm. And I loved that that was featured.
I love that. There was just so many LGBTQ kids in the school walking around, some with rainbow flags pinned to their bags. It's just a completely different world from the one that I knew as a teenager going to school that was just only about danger and only about fear and threat. So this was great to see, you know, how far the culture has moved. And, you know, it requires cultural things, storytelling like this one to sort of help move things forward. And I just can't believe how great this show is and how it's available, you know, made for children in mind. And I think it's so wonderful. I have so much gratitude for the filmmakers.
And the other thing is, you can see too, is that the kids have, I mean, I think there was something happened at a basketball court and someone said something wrong. You know, they've got the same learnings that everyone really in the community has to learn, isn't it? About trans issues, about, you know, whatever issues it is. They're learning and they're wanting to learn and they make some silly gaffes sometimes. You know, they slip up. Mm. But they you can tell that they genuinely are learning on what is the appropriate thing to say and how to behave.
Yeah, it's good that the show sort of is quite honest with all that stuff. Like, we don't feel like it was mollycoddling anyone, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really honest. And you could see how some really, you know, things are said or things that are done that didn't come from a mean place, but could result in something that's very hurtful. And I think that's important for us to see and for people to understand that, you know, There just needs to be more sensitivity and there just needs to be more education around these issues.
Susie, it's interesting because as I was watching it when you were just describing the bullying that goes on in the schoolyard, and things are different to when we were at school and, you know, there was no rainbow flags or pride groups or anything like that. But still, the general gist of bullying still exists, doesn't it, in the schoolyard? Like, you know, there's the group of girls that were bullying her, and then there's, you know, the pressure of guys and all this sort of thing as well going on. So there is that commonality. It's just they have a lot of more support and acceptance than what we had when we were kids.
Yeah, bullying is a thing that I think we kind of think of as a bit like human nature. It's a bit like how our societies are structured. But I figured if you can learn from a young age to be really sort of aware of these dynamics happening, because I think when these things happen, you don't really know it when you're in the middle of it. I think it's really good that if we can train our kids to notice it when it happens and then change our behavior, because that behavior can be changed. It's just that we don't really know, like when we get caught up in those horrible dynamics. And hopefully we can move forward in terms of bullying, because obviously there's a lot more attention to it now.
I think that in itself is why shows like this are so important. You know, when Susie and Warren, you grew up, it was so different. And Warren and I were actually just saying, you know, there's all of these programs and initiatives that are happening right now that are really all about supporting young people and making sure that they have the right tools to navigate some difficult things. And I think that without the generations that came before us, this wouldn't be a thing. So, you know, we need to keep stepping in the right direction and keep creating content like this, because it will be with, you know, we just need to see it more. It needs to be, you know, shown more. And this is a fantastic example of something that could really, really aid in helping, you know, not only people come out and you know, really embrace the skin they're in, but also help the people around them to understand Absolutely. How to navigate that properly as well.
We are talking about First Day, which is streaming on ABC iView. Susie, unfortunately, we've run out of time. What is our homework for next week?
Next week, we get into some stand-up comedy.
Oh, so no more tears.
Okay, no more tears.
Except...
Oh.
In Gerard Carmichael's Rothaniel, now streaming on Binge, American comedian Gerard Carmichael is seated throughout the special and is, in fact, more melancholic than funny. It's a culturally significant moment in which we watch an African-American man coming out as gay in real time.
So it's on Binge, and it's called...
It's called Rothaniel.
Rothaniel.
And the comedian's name is Gerard Carmichael. You know, he was in last... He hosted last week's Saturday Night Live, or 2 weeks ago Saturday Night Live, because he's just done such a significant special on TV. So we'll be talking about that next week.
Fantastic.
And I'll see you next
Fantastic.
Tuesday.
Susie, can you send down another box of tissues?
I think you'll need... Yeah, actually, you might need a couple of sheets of Kleenex with this.
Thanks, Susie.
Thanks, Susie.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.